You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
One or two who never drink that booze, and the blind man on the corner who sings his Beale Street blues. Well, I'd rather be there than any place I know. Oh, well, I'd rather be there than any place I know. New York might be all right, but Beale Street's paved with gold. I said it's paved with gold. I was born down in Texas, raised in Tennessee. Oh, I was born in Texas, raised in Tennessee. And I ain't gonna let no one woman make a fat mouth out of me. I said a fat mouth out of me.
Holiday. I want to hear the breeze. Play holiday. Now there's a lady I'm hoping we can find. Well, it's lined with flowers, yeah, and with a pretty view, we'll never want to leave. We can make believe it's ours. I want to plant a tree for you to come and see after we get old and gray, baby, and linger in its shade beside me on a summer holiday.
Daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yeah, Still in Exile. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. here with another off-the-road edition of Radiola for your enjoyment while we build the studio. The studio is about a month and a half away, but the show must go on, and indeed it does go on here. And that's a summer holiday. That's what we have. We're feeling in a holiday mood here, relaxing and just basking in the and the open-endedness of it all. We began with Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, and their orchestra, Benny Goodman and Jack Teagarden in there, of course. You heard him singing. Classic recording, rather odd pressing of a Decca, a British Decca, a 1931 Beale Street Blues. And, it was okay. It's not a bad copy. It's just a little, it just sort of overblows the stylus or something. It's crazy. Wingy Minone and his orchestra, Summer Holiday. Indeed, that's what we have here. That was from 1936. And, yep, what can you say? 4th of July, call it what you will. I'm I tend to be in reserve about specific holidays, but the concept of a holiday per se, I rather enjoy. So we're taking it easy. We're enjoying ourselves this weekend, doing some interesting things, as I hope you are too. Willard Robeson with our theme, of course. Wake up, chillin', and then go back to sleep. Take a break. That was 1929. Continuing on Radiola, we have George Olson and his music from 1929, Ethel Chate, Mrs. Olson to you, on the vocal, A Precious Little Thing Called Love. Thank you.
see our violet. We picked when first we met in my bouquet of memory. I see among the lost my sweet forget-me-not in my bouquet of memory.
I kiss each blossom red when night appears. I keep them fresh and fair with lonely tears.
I miss you with the dawn. Why must there be a thorn in my bouquet of memory?
And there we have the Hi-Hatters, Leonard Joy directing the group, Frank Luther, Wild Rose, Jerome Kern tune, which has somehow fallen into obscurity, but not a bad one. I like it. That was from 1929, and of course I love that accordion. They put that accordion in once in a while. It just kills me. I think we should lobby for more accordions in vintage dance bands. The instrumentation would be very much enriched thereby. Before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, another, floral song. There are a few. There could have been more, but I felt like I didn't want it to be a funeral. And, you get too many flowers in there, you wonder who died. In My Bouquet of Memories, 1928. And supposedly Bix is somewhere in the building. You can't really hear him. He might have been dozing during that one, but audibly, he might even be audible. You might hear him there. Well, of course, that's it comes from the redundancy department. But, yes, he's in there somewhere. Bix is in the building. And we began with George Olson and his music, Ethel Chatte, singing A Precious Little Thing Called Love, 1929. And this is Radiola. It's A Precious Little Thing Called Radiola. And you can't imagine how little it is. It's just, just me and my microphone without a transmitter this week. But we are available on the Internet on Live 365. And you may find other ways of listening to this program by visiting Radiola Blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, or if you're a 404 error aficionado, try radiolarhythm.com. It works about half the time, so go, Daddy, baby. Just go. It's working. Now, here's a record that I am playing. It's a rather crunchy-sounding relic, but I like the record. I like the playing of the piano here. I don't know if it's Gene playing his own piano. It's really a hip record, and I like it. And, emails are welcome. One sweet letter from you, 1927.
Drop me a line if you just saw. drops glistening, no one listening. By the Ganges, someone whispering to a Hindu maid. Oh, tomorrow, dear, you will yearn. Don't you sorrow, dear, I'll return to my Hindu maid. Melody bells of love ring out beneath the mellow moon. Melody bells that try to tell you I'm returning soon.
Thank you.
And that was Hal Swain and his band. I don't know who was singing, but he sounded like he needed his teeth fixed. But that was Hal Swain and his band. Hal Swain was a saxophonist from Toronto, or a saxophonist, depending on what side of the border you're on. And I'm on this side, so I'm going to say saxophonist. And Hal Swain was was working in London for quite a while. He'd go back and forth, but he did indeed work in London. That's an Imperial 78. I Want to Sing About You from 1931. I'm guessing that was recorded then. And it's not a bad band. The vocal is, I always find it touching when the vocalist needs more denture adhesive. It just adds something to the recording. Before that, The Revelers. Lovely song, a very chromatic song from 1926, and very evocative, of course, Moonlight on the Ganges. Beginning with Gene Austin, One Sweet Letter from You, 1927, and I always assume Gene is playing his own piano on these, although I just bought a copy of Someday Sweetheart, and according to the note written on the sleeve, Abel Bayer was playing the piano on that, which, no, really bursts my balloon as far as Gene goes, but he's still a hip guy. Gene Austin, vastly underrated. Most people just think of him as being in that high tenor range, but he was one hip guy, I have to say that. Not that that should be anyone's criterion for quality, but there you go. This is Radiola, and I'm not going to claim to be hip or a hippo, although I'm trying to change that. This is Radiola, as I say, and we're trying to keep the music going this summer, even though the transmitter is cold and the studio is under construction up at Porky Pigland, up at WHCL at Hamilton College. We do what we can here, and I hope it's enough. Speaking of Moonlight on the Ganges, this is not a theme, but it just seems to be present itself logically. From the acoustic era, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1921, little Rimsky-Korsakov action for you, Song of India. Thank you.
will. She would not win so far from me.
Original Dixieland Jazz Band, 1921, Al Bernard singing there, and any record with Al Bernard in it is better than a record without Al Bernard in it, as far as I'm concerned. I like what he does. Sometimes he gets a little racially questionable, but there, just fine, just swell. St. Louis Blues. Before that, Wang Wang Blues, Benny Kruger's orchestra on a 1921 Brunswick. And it's a 1921 trifecta because we began with Paul Whiteman, Song of India. And I like that. That's nice. You can't beat it. A lot of classical purists, especially in the Tommy Dorsey era, when he played his version, we're somewhat incensed that it was played as a dance record, but it's all music, and if it's good, it's good, and if it's not good, or if it's kitsch, it all depends on what you're looking for, I guess. But I see nothing but quality there, so I do appreciate it. This is Radiola, a program of quality, but I'll let you decide what quality that is. I'm Andy Senior, and I do what I can here on the internet, on Live 365 and other online methods of listening. The radio station is in the works. Here's Collins and Harlan, Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, and I found a record of this a while ago. But this is a much nicer version on a Victor in 1914, and I don't think this word, the word croon, had been used much before that in popular music. But in 1914, we have Collins and Harlan with My Croony Melody.
Something's wrong with me since I heard a melody.
Melody of mystery, a pimpin' refrain has entered my brain. No one seems to know a thing about this melody.
Ti-da-da.
Gee, that's sweet.
Ti-da-da.
That can't be beat.
Oh, mama.
Ain't that fun? It's just divine. Now, baby, tell me where you heard that wonderful strain.
Well, listen, and I'll hum it again. Ti-da-da.
Keep it down.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Don't you stop. Just like a bird.
Oh, papa.
The best I've heard.
It haunts me.
It taunts me.
that tantalizing sound.
It follows you around.
My poor brain.
Poor boy.
What am I going to do?
Yes, what are you going to do?
Everywhere I go, I hear it again.
Well, ain't that a shame?
Wah, wah, wah.
No hope for you.
Ta, ta, ta.
You're gone, it's true. In the air.
In the air.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere. It simply saddens me. Sometimes maddens me. My croony melody. When I'm asleep, through my dreams it seems to creep, rouses me from slumber deep, and all through the day it's with me to stay. Still I must admit I'm wild about this melody. Ya-da-da, 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 ya-da-da. What am I going to do? Everywhere I go, I hear it again. What a refrain. Ya-da-da.
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 In the air.
It's surely there.
Everywhere.
Why, it's but there. It simply saddens me. Gladdens me. Sometimes maddens me. My croony melody.
The boys in France were wild about Marcel, a sweet Parisian belle, and one by one they fell. She would captivate them with her naughty glance, she'd always thrill them and she'd fill them with romance. Like a baby she was full of play, and all the boys would love to hear her say, come on and play with me, my sweet baby. You bounce me treasurely upon your knee. Come on, you be my chocolate declare. Come on, I'll be your sweet pomme de terre. But you must love me true, no April Fool. If someone flirt with you, I fight the duel. I know que Paris is the land of the free, but don't think that you can get too free with me. I kiss you one, two, three, then you kiss me. Come on and play with me, my sweet baby. She had eyes just like the sky, they were so blue, and you can bet she knew just how to roll them too. Every fellow used to call her ma chérie, and they would go a mile her sunny smile to see. When the fellows knew that she was near, they'd knock each other down each time they'd hear. Come on and play with me, my sweet Debbie. You bounce me treasurely upon the knee. Come on, we play like kids in the yard. Come on, but you must not play too hard. And while we promenade, you kiss mama upon the boulevard. Comme ci, comme ça. We hug and we kiss in the big limousine, and we only stop when we need gasoline. I kiss you one, two, three, then you kiss me. Come on and play with me, my sweet baby. Big motor car. But first you must promise you won't go too far. You are the cheese for me, fromage de brie. Come on and play with me, my sweet baby.
Margaret Young, Benny Kruger's orchestra again, with Stumbling from 1922. That is a crunchy version. I just bought a nicer copy of that, but I had that on my sound file thing on the computer there, you know, the computer thing that everybody's got these days. I had it up there, and I'm too lazy to do a new transfer this week because it is a holiday after all. And, you know, you're cleaning out the garage. I'm cleaning out the sound files. And that one's acceptable. Her talent shines through, whatever crunch you might hear in there. And that's, how can you go wrong with Margaret Young? All her records are played to death, except for the rare ones that I find. She was just hugely popular. And her records are, if you find one that's an E shape, you found something that, I don't know. I don't know how any of her records survived an E shape. Same thing with Bessie Smith. I always find her records played pretty thoroughly. Before that, Billy Murray. This is provocative and also a good holiday thought. Come on and play with me, 1919. Oh yeah. Well, you know, people can play with what they want. Some like a little game of softball there after the picnic. They like to relax and or they might play something else later. Who knows? Beginning with Collins and Harlan, My Croony Melody from 1914. I like it. I do. The record that I'm going to replace this copy of Margaret Young with, I picked up at Iceland, New Jersey this week up at the Record Bash, and I was happy to go there. Ran into Rich Connolly, who does the big broadcast. Met Terry Waldo. Met Scott Wenzel of the Mosaic label. It was just a lot of great guys. John Leifert and David Garrick. Met a lot of people that I'd been had known or was in communication with, or people that I knew from by reputation and by what they have done in the world. And it was good. I really had a good time. We went down for the day and everything was picked over, and I still came home with $100 worth of goodies. They'll be on subsequent programs as I get less lazy and do transfers. Speaking of travels, as you know, in May I went to Huntington, West Virginia with my wife, and we enjoyed the weekend there with many, many great groups and wonderful musicians, and were astonished and stunned by the quality of music there. And here are a couple of my recordings from that occasion. The West End Jazz Band recorded May 15th of this year. You'll hear Andy Shum on the cornet. You'll hear John Otto on reeds, clarinet, I believe, here. Frank Galteri on trombone. Mike Walbridge on tuba. Leah Beeson on banjo. Mike Beeson playing drums here. And a lot of these guys are going to go to Davenport. That's worth looking forward to. Andy Shum is going to really recreate the sound of Bix, and he does so here on Bix's own tune, Davenport Blues.